Time now for your comments. Many listeners responded to hearing the screams of a girl in a report on the Chinese government's campaign against the spiritual group Falun Gong. There was this phone call from Andrew Robertson of New York City.
Yes, I was jolted awake this morning by the screams of a 12-year-old girl burning alive in the Falun Gong protest. I recognize the importance of the news story, but it could be done with powerful impact without the sounds of a child screaming in agony. For any family with children in the audience, I would think it would be especially wrenching to hear that on the morning news. Please try to avoid these sensational tactics. I expect better of Morning Edition.
In fact, the tape of the girl was recorded after her suicide attempt as she was being placed in an ambulance. She is now recovering in a Beijing hospital. Her mother, however, successfully committed suicide. Victor Nakas, a spokesman for the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., writes, "Your February 1st report on union organizing efforts at Catholic University was unfair and misleading because it created a false impression that the university is anti-union. The reporter failed to share with NPR listeners his knowledge that the university was willing to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement with Local 82 of the SEIU so long as a majority of employees voted affirmatively for union representation. On February 2nd, a majority of the university's custodial employees voted not to be represented by Local 82. Catholic University will continue to defend its employees' right to decide for themselves if they wish to have union representation, and if so, to decide which union shall represent them." In a new twist to the diplomatic dispute involving U.S. senior envoy to Cuba, Vicki Huddleston, who said last week that she and her Afghan hound were expelled from Cuba's National Association of Afghan Hounds. In a second letter to Huddleston, the group's leadership clarified that while the politics may divide the humans involved, Havana, the dog in question, remains a member in good standing of the association. The letter states, "The only thing that unites us is our devotion to animals, particularly to the Afghan hounds, who are carefully taken care of as they really are members of our family. We hope, on the other hand, that in the future we may continue seeing your wonderful dog Havana in our exhibitions, which still can exercise all the rights of our association." Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.